You might find yourself feeling alone during a difficult time, thinking that you are in a fight and you're up against the entire world, that you are competing with everyone, that you're alone in the fight. You're not. Just know that you're not. There's other people that know how you feel. Do you know how many people on a daily basis are going through what you are going through in the world? Whether it's good or bad, it could be millions of people, but you're not thinking about those millions of people, and that they also are facing the same battles as you. You are thinking about yourself, about you're fighting upstream. You're trying to fight this uphill battle that you have to do yourself. But guess what? The battleground right now is full of everyone in the entire world. This is the only time I could say this. This is July 15th, 2021. We are well over a year past the time where things hit the fan on the COVID pandemic. I was engaged to a person that once said, well, you're not 6'2 and 250 pounds and capable of walking through a brick wall if I wanted to. It's not my strength and my size. Well, guess what? I've got breaking news for everybody. Size and height has nothing to do with strength. With strength. There might be physical strength. And that might be something that people could potentially do if they put their mind to it. But emotional strength and mental strength comes from within. It comes from experiences and traumatic events that you've been through that make you strong. So instead of crumbling, stay focused and stay strong and do not give in to life's distractions, whatever it may be. When I'm feeling sad or depressed or angry or whatever at the world, I have this hourglass. Yes, I'm actually like one of those people that has a physical, living, breathing hourglass. And whenever I start to feel those negative emotions or any kind of negative thoughts I have that mindset, just goes to that place, I turn over my hourglass. I give myself 1 hour to dispose the negativity that I allowed to enter my brain. Notice I said the word allow. And that I have that period of time to get rid of those thoughts, whatever they may be. It could be the health of my parents, not seeing my dad for over a year because of COVID, seeing people struggle with hard times, anxiety, maybe even my own anxiety. I don't care who you are, where you are, but everybody has it. Everybody. But continuing on about this hourglass situation, once that last grain of salt falls, and then I know that that's the end of my hour to stop the negative thoughts. And then I have to turn the hourglass over again. And I'm like, this is my hour to reprogram my brain to try to take the experiences from those negative thoughts and turn it into positive. So then I've got an hour to think positively. And then after that hour, and then I see the sand go over, and then after that, it's like, it's all good. And if I want to do it again, I can. And maybe there might be a third time where the hourglass gets turned back around and it's like, let me do some meditation. Let me listen to some music and that sort of thing. So just, realize that you do have control over yourself, and there might be things that happen in life. Don't let life control you. There are things you can't control, but you can control the way that you react to those things And if you just, you know, try to be your best self and try to be strong, then you can get yourself through practically anything.